Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, former FBI Director James Comey was indicted on two felonies. And one of those felonies was allegedly threatening the life of the President of the United States. Now, maybe you're wondering, what in the world did he do? Well, back in May of 2025, James Comey took a picture of the seashells on the sand on a beach in North Carolina. That's it. The seashells had the numbers 8647. And what the Trump Justice Department is claiming is that 86 means to kill the 47th president of the United States, who happens to be Donald Trump. That's literally their case. It's completely insane. And today, the Attorney General of the United States, Todd Blanche, was asked exactly how he's going to prove intent. How in the world is he going to prove that James Comey meant that simply by posting that picture on Instagram? Let's see what this Trump stooge had to say.
How will you prove intent when, as the director had acknowledged, Mr. Comey said he did not associate 86 with doing harm, and he took it down promptly, said it was political speech, not an intent to harm the president?
Well, this case was indicted today. This conduct occurred about a year ago, May 15th of last year. There's been a tremendous amount of investigation. And how do you prove intent in any case? You prove intent with witnesses, with documents, with the defendant himself, to the extent it's appropriate. And that's how we'll prove intent in this case. And so I think that talking about what Mr. Comey will or will not do if there's a trial, when there's a trial, it's very premature for me to do that.
Okay. So in other words, he has absolutely no evidence of intent. Where are these supposed documents? Where are these supposed witnesses? And what exactly did the defendant do to incriminate himself? Todd Blanche can't name one thing. And that's because there is nothing. Now, let's move over to the FBI director, Kash Patel, who's going to tell us how long they spent investigating this very serious case. Try not to laugh.
And as the Attorney General indicated, this has been a case that's been investigated over the past 9, 10, 11 months. These cases take time. Our investigators work methodically. They are career agents, career prosecutors who work these matters. They call the balls and strikes in the field as they see fit, pursuant to the facts of the case and the law.
Okay, so he said 11 months. Folks, the original investigation into the actual assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963 was not 11 months long. However, the Trump administration is spending 11 months looking at this picture. Let's pop it up again, just so we get a good reminder. 11 months studying these seashells on the sand on a beach in North Carolina. 11 months. That's millions of dollars worth of tax dollars completely wasted. And this is exactly what MAGA voted for. And MAGA sits here and they complain that they can't get any help from the government on gas prices and grocery prices and everything else, while Trump and his stooges spend 11 months studying a picture of seashells on the sand because President Trump hates James Comey and wants him indicted. This case is going to be thrown out of court, just like a previous case against Comey was thrown out of court back in September of 2025. So this indictment is going to fail miserably, no doubt about it. And now, if you want to read more about this, we do have links right below the video to this story. And that's what makes us different from the right, wing podcasters like Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool and Jimmy Dore and all those other losers who sit behind a microphone and lie just to cash a check. We actually back up what we say, and that's what makes us different from them. All righty. Please like and subscribe, or hate and subscribe, but please subscribe. All righty. We'll see you guys later with more stories.